Chapter 2. At closing time, which most days was around midnight, I turned off the main fans so they'd suck the smoke out, turned off the lights over the green tables, and started locking the locks. Then, walking from Upper Cuba Street to the car park through the dark, I never felt any fear. Wellington isn't that kind of city. I know a gay bloke who disagrees, and I guess I might feel different if I wore a skirt, but for me it's hard to avoid the feeling that most of the time common sense rules, and select committees, and citizens and ratepayers. Wellington just isn't a big drama kind of town. I lived in a fringe of the city, down Happy Valley Road, in a bit of a rumpty palace of a house banged together by some DIY no-hoper. It was cheap and had a section, and we had three kids, and at the time we bought, not a lot of options. Plus there was a nice feeling to the place, or Shelley would never have even glanced at it. It had a drive which angled steeply from the road, and a parking pad which was a challenge to manoeuvre into if you were coming home late after a good time, and then it was just five short steps before you were closing the back door and shutting the world out. Gotta be able to shut that world out. But the time I'm trying to make myself focus on here wasn't a night time, it was morning. 8:15-ish, back about 18 months before Big Stevie's final meltdown. I was in my car, headed up Happy Valley Road. It was a big car, old, a 1965 Wolseley, 6.11 Mark II, pale green, and I was set deep in the leather driver's seat with my arms out straight and my hands sort of bolted to the giant steering wheel, as though I was engaged in a life or death struggle for control of the Wolseley monster. I probably looked like a bit of a wanker in that car. When I was in it, I took myself pretty seriously. Well, it's like driving a living room around. It's so big, and inside it you feel like nothing can touch you. So I'm on Happy Valley Road in my big car in the morning, and then I start to notice the weather. It seems to be closing in. At first it's just some low cloud, and then next time I look, the cloud seems really solid and sort of metallic and spread thickly across the entire sky in an impenetrable layer. I glance up ahead and I can see a fair way, along the dark surface of the road to the brow of the hill, and then on beyond that to a distant strip of blue between the hilltop and the underside of the cloud. The blue is shining. There's a brightness of some sort in it. And the brightness seems to be coming towards me. Now I see that in fact the brightness is part of the cloud. It appears that the lower edge of the cloud, the far edge, is shining, and that it's coming towards me, and that the reason that it's coming towards me is because the cloud layer is tilting. Yes, damn it, the whole cloud layer is tilting to meet the ground, forming an angle, a wedge, which I'm driving into. I slow the car. Immediately some bloke behind me honks, swerves round, then charges on to Brooklyn. Well, he didn't have any problem, so I speed up again. But the sense that I'm driving myself into a crash is too strong, and I have to take my foot off. The cloud is right there in front of me now. It hasn't tilted so far as to be vertical. It's making an angle with the road, and the V of that angle has come steadily on to be right in front of me, an immense wall of shifting grey. It isn't vague like fog. It has a definite compact look to it, solid. And solid is what it proves to be, because as I drive slowly forward, my car gets jammed in the angle between the cloud and the road. I twist to check the rear window. Blue sky's back there. So I go to shift into reverse. It's then that I realize that I'm still in drive. When I listen, I can hear the engine. But we're not going anywhere. I sit for a moment thinking, I'm wrecking this car. Then I open my door and peer out at the tires. No smoke. No burning rubber. But they're still turning. It's like an illusion. It just doesn't make sense. I'm still on the ground. There's no gap between tire and road. The tires are just spinning happily away. I feel deeply confused. Then it occurs to me that I'm in danger. I'm right in the middle of the road. One car has passed me, and at any minute another is going to come roaring up from behind and hit me. I can't get the Wolseley to go anywhere, so I put it into park, slide across to the passenger's door, and get out. I'm stooped low. Now that I no longer have the roof of the car as a buffer, the cloud ceiling is threateningly close, and I don't want to touch it. Beside the road is a footpath, and the footpath is made of asphalt. Good. In this moment, mundane details are important to me. In the cracks of the asphalt, lichen is growing, an intense yellow. Is that normal? And then there's a little grassy verge and a 5-wire fence, and from the other side of the fence a goat is watching me, ogling me with its alien eye. Then it goes back to eating the grass. As I'm watching it, I'm thinking, that goat's okay. Animals always know if something weird is happening. Then I hear a car coming. It's coming up the road, fast, and immediately I know it's going to drive straight into the back of the Wolseley. Interestingly, even under the pressure of that moment, I don't stand up. I really don't want to touch that sky. I watch as the car comes on. You know how you judge road speed and what will happen. He's got to swerve now, I'm thinking, and I wince and shy away. But there's no smash. The next car does exactly the same. Just keeps on coming. Drives right on. Through the Wolseley. I sit on the verge, breathing through my mouth. The goat is kneeling now, at the end of its chain, straining, neck twisted, to reach those blades of grass at the very rim of its eating circle. I've always hated goats, their devil eyes, and in this moment I particularly hate this one. I can smell it, like greasy wool, and I can hear the ripping sound it makes as it tears the grass with its teeth. Stained teeth, goat breath. I'm overwhelmed by a feeling of revulsion. I'm sick to my stomach. I make myself look up into the cloud. I'm crouched low beside the fence. The sky is right there at arm's length, a murky, swirling surface, moving slowly like the sludge in a river eddy. Behind the sludge there appears to be a solid grey layer that extends in every direction like a low roof. Slowly, I extend a hand. The surface swirl seems to find a focus. As my fingertips get closer, a whirlpool begins to form in the cloud, right at the point where they are about to touch. When I draw my hand back, the movement dies. I have another go. I'm watching my fingers as though I might never see them again. I touch. The surface sludge is like dry water. Something seems to run across my fingertips, like sand, but has no substance. I rub my fingertips together. It occurs to me that my fingerprints are being taken, that I'm making an impression of some sort. In the ceiling of cloud, there is now a great slow circle of movement with my fingers at its center. Another car goes past. My hand goes higher, but there's nothing more to feel, just the sense that a current, cool and dry, is slipping round it. Or perhaps that it's slipping into something that it's taking its shape, a sort of mould. But no sense of constriction. I also have the sensation of being on camera, that I'm being watched, that I'm performing. That damn goat won't take its eyes off me. It's appealing to me. What? I say, irritated. I pull my hand back and the fingers come away quite freely. Is there a sense of slipping out of contact? The way a man slips out of a woman, that regretted withdrawal. I stare at my palm, at the pink blotchiness of it. No change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 fingers and the hitchhiker's thumb. Staring at your hand, it's kind of an idiot thing to do. There's nothing to learn there. So I straighten up. As my head goes through the cloud, there is a pop in my ears, and then the cloud disappears. On a beautiful blue sky day, I am standing beside Happy Valley Road in the company of a goat. Completely alone. The sense that I have been separated from my family, from anyone that loves me or even knows me, is overwhelming. A car goes past, horn howling, and I see that the Wolseley is sitting right in the middle of the left lane, a real danger. I run to get it out of the way. Its engine is still going. When I release the handbrake, off we go. I drive slowly, frowning up through the windscreen at the clear blue sky. So.